Gene Randall. Saudi Arabia insists that Iranian weapons were used in last weekend's devastating attack on its oil industry. And U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that means the responsibility for the assault lies squarely with Tehran. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
As he flew to the kingdom, Pompeo dismissed claims by Iranian-backed rebels in Yemen that they were behind the attack.
It doesn't matter. This was an Iranian attack.
The Saudis are stopping just shy of directly accusing Iran, but say it unquestionably sponsored the assault. Iran denies it and warns if the U.S. attacks in retaliation, it will face an immediate response. President Trump says he hasn't decided just what to do.
If we have to do something, we'll do it without hesitation.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Asked today about possible U.S. military action against Iran, President Trump was noncommittal and said it was a great sign of strength not to attack.
There's the ultimate option, and there are options a lot less than that, and we'll see. We're in a very powerful position. Right now, we're in a very, very powerful position.
You say the ultimate option. Are you talking
about? No, I'm saying the ultimate option, meaning go in war. No, I'm not talking about that ultimate option, no.
At the moment, it seems that neither Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu nor his challenger Benny Gantz is poised to put together a ruling coalition government. But AP's Aaron Heller says what is certain is a severe setback has been suffered by Netanyahu, putting his political future in doubt.
You can already say that Netanyahu did not win, and that was what he is expected to have happened sort of in the last several elections. He's won them. He's been in power for over 10 years. And this time he does not have an outright victory, and he's going to need a lot of machinations and a lot of things to go his way for him to be able to hang on to power.
The final election results in Israel are expected tomorrow. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, the U.S. Federal Reserve has cut interest rates by a quarter point, a move tied in part to President Trump's trade war with China. In its announcement 2 hours ago, the Fed promised to act as appropriate to keep the U.S. economy growing, but did not pledge further rate cuts as demanded by Mr. Trump, who often criticizes Jerome Powell, his own appointee, as Fed chairman. The president has named his next national security advisor his fourth in less than 3 years. Mr. Trump's replacement for the ousted John Bolton is Robert O'Brien, who's been working at a high level on and off at the State Department. Here's VOA's Jim Bertel.
Robert O'Brien has been serving as the president's special envoy for hostage affairs. He worked in the George W. Bush and Obama administrations and was an advisor on several GOP presidential campaigns. His announcement comes a week after President Trump ousted John Bolton as his top national security aide. Bolton had followed Mike Flynn and H.R. McMaster, a pair of Army generals who also fell out of the president's favor. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
President Trump said he and O'Brien have great chemistry, which was clearly not the case with John Bolton. The president has dropped the gauntlet on vehicle mileage and emission standards in the state of California, which wants to keep its own rules intact. A long court battle could be in the cards. Environmental Defense Fund senior attorney Martha Roberts says the president's decision to revoke California's authority to set fuel economy standards of its own is an assault on a program that protects the environment and which gets support from carmakers.
17 automakers actually wrote to President Trump this summer asking him to reverse course and not move ahead with the dramatic rollback that they've proposed of the clean car standards.
Prominent Hong Kong activists behind the months of protests were in Washington on Tuesday to urge U.S. lawmakers to support human rights and democracy in the semi-autonomous Chinese territory. Hong Kong protest leader Joshua Wong and celebrity activist Denise Ho were part of a panel appealing for U.S. support during testimony before the Congressional Executive Commission on China. Wong told lawmakers he is sure historians will view 2019 as a turning point in Hong Kong's quest for human rights.
Nowadays, students and Hong Kong people are even ready to die for Hong Kong, and some already did. They believe that the only limit to their freedom is their death. This is the ultimate sacrifice for the motherland, and we must not forget them.
Pakistan has ruled out talks with India until New Delhi reverses its recent controversial actions in disputed Kashmir. Pakistan also turned down India's overflight request for its prime minister's upcoming visit to the United States. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
All the hits and more. VOA1. The best.